Traveler's Journal, June 28th. Following the Nez Perce Trail. 138 years ago, war clouds were billowing over the Wallowa Valley, along what is now the Oregon-Idaho border. The high, fertile prairie was home to a tribe of Native Americans who French trappers called Nez Perce. For 8 decades since the tribe had rescued the Lewis and Clark expedition, they'd coexisted peacefully with settlers, fishing, trapping, and raising their fine horses. Even years after other Nez Perce tribes were forced onto reservations, this group ignored federal edicts to leave their happy valley. But in June 1877, the chiefs ran out of options. Horses were gathered, teepees packed, and 1,000 men, women, and children began a slow migration eastward. But when angry young warriors took revenge on several settler families, the cavalry was called in. For the next 4 months, the tribe retreated, the army nipping at its heels. They headed east, over the Bitterroot Mountains, then south through the Yellowstone Valley, and finally north to Canada, frequently engaged by but always outmaneuvering the pursuing soldiers. But on September 30th, the Nez Perce were trapped. The tribe held out for another week, but finally they had to surrender. "My heart is sick and sad," their chief Joseph said. "I will fight no more forever." Two sites in Idaho and Montana have been set aside as Nez Perce National Historical Park, and 38 locations along the 1,200-mile escape route have been designated a National Historic Trail. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.